ماشي العمر. أهلا لويا. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your helps that we have received. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for defending us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for fulfilling your promises in our lives. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your favor that always follows us everywhere we go. Thank you for your message that is speaking for us. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were devised against us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for giving us perfect peace and joy in our hearts and in our environment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your protection and preservation in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for breaking all the limitations the enemy sets on our ways. Thank you for destroying limitations in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for progress and success and breakthroughs. Thank you, Father. We thank you for divine healing and deliverances. Thank you, Father. We thank you because you are right here, right now, to help us again, to answer our prayers again. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Hold on this night, this midnight. Help us from above. Help us from your throne. Touch us and deliver us from our captivities. In Jesus' name, take away sicknesses and diseases from our lives as we pray tonight. In Jesus' name, transform our lives into the persons you want us to be. In Jesus' name, let your glory fall upon us as we spend time in your presence right now. In Jesus' name, let your power manifest in this place to do great and mighty miracles. In Jesus' name, have your way in our midst. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and lead us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, you are the Lord, let your name be glorified. We give you all the glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you all the glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Mighty man of war, Jehovah, we praise you. Yahweh, we praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other. Your name is Jesus. Name is Lord. Name is higher than every other names. Jesus, your name is Lord. It always my life changed. It always my life raises. I am known more than Jehovah touched my life with his ease. My life changed. It touched my life. It touched my life with his life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. I'm worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. As old as you are, as old as you will never change. Ancient of days, ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. I will praise you. I will praise Him. I will praise Him forever. I will praise Jesus. I will praise. I will praise Him. I will praise Him forevermore. I will serve Jesus. I will serve Him. I will serve Him. I will something more. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. In my life, Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. In your life, He's alive, amen. In your life, Jesus is alive, forever he's alive. Amen. We will praise you from everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise him from everlasting. Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. For this God is our God. He is our God forever. Forever and ever. And ever he shall be our God. He shall be our God from now, from now, even till the end. For this God is our God, for this God, the God of Israel, he is our God forever and ever, forever and ever, and ever he shall be, he shall be our God. From now, even till the end, alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna. Alleluia, hosanna, oh alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So will we hands in one accord, singing, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are not a man, You know they want. You are the God who holds those no man can stop. You are not the man. You're not the man. You're not the man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. You're not a man. You are not a man. No. You're not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You are not the man, you're not the man, no. You're not the man, no. You are the God of everything, no one like you. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We are the Father. We have a Father. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we are the Father, hallelujah. We are the Father, Almighty Father. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we are the Father unto the Lord. Be the glory Great things He has done. It controls the heavens. It controls the earth. Reason. It controls the entire universe. It makes impossible things happen. Worship Him. Father, we praise You. We praise You, El Shaddai. We praise You, El Elyon. We praise You, Miracle Worker. We praise You, God of our salvation, the Rock of Israel. We praise You, O God of heaven and the earth. We worship You, Lord. No one can contend with You and prevail. No one can stop You. No one can overcome You. For You have conquered all. You have conquered Your enemies even before they attack. We praise You, Father. You give strength to the weak. You give help to the helpless. Hope to the hopeless. We praise You, Father. We worship You, Lord. Be exalted forever. Be glorified forever. Be praised forever. In Jesus' name. We have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You need to pray this prayer of thanksgiving. You need to say, thank You, Father. For the victories and deliverances You have given to me. Say, thank You, Father, for the victories and deliverances You have done in my life. Open Your mouth and begin to thank You. Thank You, Father, for the victories You have given to me. Victories over sin. Victories over darkness. Victories over Satan. Victory over sickness and diseases. Victory over death. Victory over demonic oppressions. Begin to say, thank You, Father, for the victories You have given to me. Thank You for the deliverances You have given to me. Thank You for setting me free from satanic bondages. Begin to thank Him. Say, Father, thank You for setting me free from demonic captivities. Thank You for giving me freedom. Freedom from slavery of darkness. Thank You, Father. For giving me victories, for giving me dominion over all my enemies. Thank You, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your provisions in my life. Thank you for supplying all my needs. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you for your provisions in my life. Thank you for supplying all my needs. Thank you, Father. Thank you for providing for my needs. Thank you for not allowing me to lack any good thing. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank him. Thank you, Lord. If you think you are the one providing for your needs, you are wrong. If you think it's your salary that is providing for your needs, you are wrong. It is the Lord that is meeting your needs. It is not your wisdom. It is not your strength. It is the Lord that is providing for your needs. Thank him. Say, Father, thank you for always meeting my needs. Thank you for not allowing me to lack good things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You can say, Father, thank you for doing your works in my life to change me into the person that you want me to be. Open your mouth and thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for doing your works in my life. To change me, to transform me into the person you want me to be. Thank you, Lord, for doing your works in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body to transform me into the personality you desire, to change me into a new creature that pleases you. Thank you for all that you are doing in me to change me into a new creature that loves you, obeys you, and does your will. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, have mercy upon me and help me. Do not allow my trust in you to be in vain. Say, Father, have mercy on me and help me. Do not allow me to be put to shame. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Yeah, the Bible says that those that trust in the Lord shall not be put to shame. Talk to the Lord. Say, Father, have mercy upon me. Say, Father, have mercy upon me. Help me according to your mercies. Help me according to your mercy. Do not allow my faith in you to be in vain. Do not allow my trust in you to be in vain. Show me mercy, O Lord, and help me. Talk to the Lord like that. Say, Father, show me mercy and help me. I put my trust in you. Help me, O Lord. Do not allow me to be shamed. Do not allow me to be put to shame. I put my confidence in you. Help me, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have read throughout the scriptures. We have seen that those who trust the Lord were not put to shame. Those who really trust in the Lord, they were not put to shame. So if God did not disappoint the people who trusted him in the Bible, why do you think your whole case will be different? Why do you think he will disappoint you? Why do you think he will fail you? If he did not fail your ancestors in the faith, why do you think he will fail you? So you're going to pray again. You will say, Father, I trust in your faithfulness. I trust in your power. Let your miracles happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, I trust in your faithfulness. You did not fail the men of old. You did not fail the women of old. You stood with them. You stood by them. And you stood for them. Oh Lord, I put my trust in you. I trust in your faithfulness. I trust in your mercy. I trust in your power. Let your miracles happen in my life. I believe you're praying. Let your miracles happen in my life. Let your miracles happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Kleshabalashtana. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, I trust in your faithfulness. I trust in your mercy. And I trust in your power. Do not allow me to be shamed. Perform your miracles in my life. In the name of Jesus. Perform your miracles in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Bible says, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and hateth no sorrow. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and hateth no sorrow. That is, the blessings of the Lord is able to make you rich. And it will not come with sorrow. I can discern in my spirit that the Lord wants to bless many of you here. He wants to bless you greatly. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your blessings fall on me. Say, Father, let your blessings fall on me. Great blessings. Abundant blessings. Excessive blessings. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your blessings fall on me. Let your blessings rain on me. All your blessings. The physical blessings and the spiritual blessings. The visible blessings and the invisible blessings. Oh Lord, let them fall on me. Begin to talk to God like, talk to Him like that. Say, Father, rain your blessings upon me. Fill my life with your blessings. Fill my house with your blessings. Fill my life with your blessings. Fill my pocket, my bags with your blessings. Fill my bank account with your blessings. Fill my spirit with your blessings. Fill my soul with your blessings. Fill my body with your blessings. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, give me the shield of your blessings that I am due to receive at this time. Say, Father, give me the shield of your blessings that I am due to receive at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We are free. Amen. Amen. You are free to pray. The promises of God for your life is going to come to pass. Whether anybody likes it or not, the promises of God for your life, for your calling, and for your destiny shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Hilda, hasten the fulfillment of your promises for my life. Hasten the manifestation of your promises for my life, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, hasten the fulfillment. Thank you, Lord. The fulfillment of your promises for my life. Your promises for my calling, for my ministry, for my family, for my marriage, for my career, for my destiny. Oh Lord, hasten the manifestation of those promises right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray now. Say, Father, speed up the manifestation of your promises for my life and destiny. Speed up the fulfillment of your promises for my life and destiny. Let it not vary any longer. Let it not delay any longer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I cause the root problems in your life. I cause the roots of problems, of afflictions in your life. And I command that the roots dry up right now. I command that the roots die right now. In the name of Jesus. The roots of problems, the roots of sicknesses, the roots of afflictions, the roots of activities in your life, I cause them and I command them to die in Jesus' name. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the root of darkness in my life. The root of darkness, the root of limitations, problems, afflictions in my life. Say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy their roots. Now you need to know that You need to know that once the root is dead, those problems will disappear. Yeah, the reason why some of you are still sick, you still feel sick, is because the root of that sickness is not yet dead. When it is dead, before you know it, in few hours or few days, you will not see any symptoms again. Yeah. So place your right hand on your head and say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume the root of darkness in my life, the root of works of darkness, manifestations of darkness in my life, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Prayer of the Holy Ghost, destroy every root of affliction in my life, every root of pain in my life, every root of sicknesses and diseases in my life, every root of oppression and slavery in my life, every root of bondage, captivity in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, heal them all. Heal those roots. Destroy the roots. Destroy them in the intestinal. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the roots. Right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, one of the assignments that we do for God in this ministry is to help people get deliverance at the root level. It's to help people get healing, deliverance, transformation, victories. From the roots of their problems. Yeah, I don't know if you're getting my point. I personally, I don't believe in superficial breakthroughs, superficial deliverance, which is also the same as incomplete deliverance, incomplete healing, yeah, superficial solutions. Yeah, that is, I don't believe in dealing with a problem at the level of beliefs. You know, a tree, if you look at any tree, they usually would have leaves, they would have branches, and of course they would have fruits, and then they would have the stem, and then the tree would have the roots. Now the same thing applies to the works of darkness. Yeah, they have the fruit, they have fruits, they have leaves, they have branches, and then they have roots. Yeah. There are many ministries out there, many ministers of God that they do not help people get deliverance at the root level. They just give people temporary relief of their problems. temporal solutions to their problems. They don't offer permanent solutions to problems. Yeah, because they don't deal with those problems at the root level. I don't know if you're getting my point. Yeah, so I personally don't want to do ministry like that. Yeah, and that is why I do not only pray for people, I train people to be able to pray themselves and prevail. Because that is how they will be able to be delivered completely. Yeah, when they are also able to walk hard in the place of prayer to get their victories. When they are able to do necessary things like genuine repentance, necessary things like consecration, separating themselves from pollution, defilement, and corruption and worldliness. Yeah. So when the people are able to cooperate with the minister of God for their deliverance, that is when they will really be delivered at the level of the roots or at the root level. Yeah. So I want you to be determined to get your problem solved at the root level, but not just at the level of the leaves and branches. Because if you cut the branches, sooner or later, it will grow back. If you cut the leaves, sooner or later, they will grow back. But if you destroy the roots, they will not grow again. Yeah, and that is what this ministry is all about. We want to save people at the root level so that they themselves, they will look at their lives and they will be happy with their lives. You know, God gave me a lot of deliverance. I mean, God gave me personally a lot of deliverance at the root level. And after I got those deliverances and victories, I was happy with my life. I looked at my life and I was happy. Yeah, so when you get delivered at the root, you will be happy with your life. You will like the life you live. Yeah, because you will feel that freedom yourself. You are going to feel the freedom. And you will know that you are completely free. So you are going to pray. God is here to give you deliverance and victory at the roots of your problems or activities. So you're going to place your right hand on your head again. You're going to say, Father, release your power into the depth of me. Release your power into the depth of my spirit, soul, and body to give me deliverance at the root. To give me victory at the roots. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So once you pray like that, God knows what to do. He knows what to do in your life. Just pray like that. Say, Father, release your power into the depth of my body, into the depth of my soul, into the depth of my spirit, and give me deliverance at the roots. Give me victory at the roots. Give me healing at the roots. Everybody has to go in the name of Jesus. Give me deliverance at the roots. Give me healing at the roots. Give me victory at the roots. Right now in the name of Jesus. Set me free at the roots. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So you see, every problem in your life, they have your roots. There is something that is holding them down in your life. Yeah, every problem, every captivity, every weakness, every pain, they all have their roots. And in many cases, we are on that root, or maybe I should say, we created those roots for darkness to stay in our lives. Yeah, we created those roots. So we gave them the room to stay. Yeah, so it could be your feeling that is the root of certain problems in your life. Just fear alone can be the root of your poverty. You know, the fact that you just have fear and you cannot demonstrate faith, you cannot trust God, just fear alone can be the root of many problems in your life. Fear can be the root of your poverty, can be the root of your sickness, can be the root of your failures. Yeah. So when once you don't eliminate that fear, those problems will not go. No matter how hard you pray, they will not go. Yeah. And then lust can also be the root. Lust can be the root of your marital failures or failures to, failure to get married or failure to meet the right person to marry. The spirit of lust in you can be the root for that problem. The spirit of greed can be the root for you not getting financial blessings from God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every root that harmony He created for darkness to stay and operate in my life. The fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every root I created. I have met people who have created several roots for the enemy in their lives. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You can mention those things you know that you created for the enemy to or maybe I should say you created them to legalize the oppression of the enemy in your life, to give ground. That's another way of saying it. The things that you are doing or the things you did to give ground for the enemy to operate in your life, that is the root. So begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every root I created for darkness to stay and operate in my life. Continue to pray like that. Yes, thank you, Temba Freshtadala. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy them now. The roots I created through my sinful lifestyle. The roots I created through my disobedient lifestyle. The roots I created through fear, through unbelief, through doubt, for the enemy to stay and operate in my life. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy those roots now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Destroy the roots. Destroy the roots right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can see God doing his operations in your life as you are praying those prayers. Continue to pray like that. Say, Holy Ghost, fire, destroy every root I created for darkness to stay and operate in my life. Holy Ghost, fire, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. Laziness is the root of many problems in the lives of many Christians. Laziness. They are so lazy to pray, so lazy to fast, so lazy to go out and preach the gospel. Yeah, they are so lazy to work for God. Yeah. They would have strength for other things, for other things that are not spiritual. But when it comes to spiritual things, they don't have strength for, you know, for those things. That is laziness. Yeah. Why is it that you only have strength for things that are not spiritual, to do things that are not spiritual? But when it comes to doing spiritual things, you are so lazy, you can't do those things. Then you have just created a root for many problems in your life. If you are prayerless, why won't devil attack you successfully? Why won't you be oppressed by the enemy? Why won't you fall into depression? So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, every spirit of laziness towards spiritual things, come out of my life. Every spirit of laziness in me that is making it difficult for me to get busy with spiritual things out of my life. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. I command every spirit of laziness that is at work in my body, at work in my soul, at work in my spirit, stopping me from committing myself to spiritual exercises, to spiritual things. I command you to get out of my life right now. Get out of my body. Get out of my soul. Get out of my spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, spirit of laziness, get out of my life. In the name of Jesus, spirit of prayerlessness, get out of my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. I'm saying all these words so that you can, if possible, repeat the same over there where you are. Pray the same way for yourself. So that is why I'm also praying it for myself, so that you will follow that pattern. Yeah, so begin to cast out spirit. Begin to say, every spirit of laziness in my body, soul, and spirit, preventing me from being committed to spiritual things. Come out right now, in the name of Jesus. Come out right now, thank you, Lord. Come out right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Some time ago, not too long, there was a brother from Philippines, from the country called Philippines. So he contacted me and he told me about a problem he has in one of his ears. Maybe the left ear, that he has a problem in his left ear. Yeah, I think something swells up on the inside of the ear, so he can't hear properly with that ear. So I just told him I will pray for you. That was what I told him. I said I will pray for you. Now this is where I'm going. After I prayed for him on my own. I didn't pray for him over the phone. I just said, I will pray for you in my own prayer, prayer closet. So after I prayed for him, suddenly, I don't know how to describe it. A holy anger just rose from inside of him against the kingdom of darkness and against the works of darkness. So suddenly he just became angry in his spirit against the works of darkness and against the forces and powers of darkness. So he told me that he just woke up in the middle of the night and he began to pray. He doesn't even know how to do spiritual warfare prayers. But the little he knew, he began to pray warfare prayers against the powers of darkness, forces of darkness, and all of a sudden, the thing that was inside the he came out and disappeared. The thing that was inside the left he disappeared. Yeah, so this is what I'm trying to show you. Now, God did that in him, I mean inside of that brother, God did that to show him that it is his prayerlessness, his laziness in the place of prayer, that is, you know, that allowed that ear problem to stay in his body. You know, so that was what God showed him practically. So which means that it's possible that it is things you are not doing, things you have not started to do, that is the reason for certain problems and captivities that are in your life. Now, so which means immediately you start to do those spiritual exercises, you will by yourself see those things get out of your life. As that brother saw the problem, it happened. Yeah, so I realized that laziness is why many Christians are in bondage today. Spiritual laziness is why many Christians are suffering, and they are looking for pastors that will just pray for them, and then they just want the pastor to pray and the problem should go. God has principles he follows. Yeah, God does not support laziness. Yeah, so even though God can honor the prayer of your pastor, but in many cases, God will not allow that prayer to solve the problem. Especially when God sees that you are lazy. God will not allow the prayer of your pastor to work. Yeah, because God wants you also to pray. God wants you to pray. Yeah, He wants you to be a prayer machine, a prayer warrior. Yeah. So if God sees that you are lazy and you are only depending on the prayer of an anointed servant of God, God will sometimes, or in many cases, limit the level at which the prayer of his servant will work in your life. God will limit the level at which it will work, or God will not even allow his prayer to work on. in your life. So we must stop being lazy. You must stop being lazy when it comes to spiritual things. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, revive my prayer life. Revive my prayer life. Set my spirit on fire to have a prevailing prayer life, to have a consistent prayer life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If you can have a strong prayer life, more than 70% of your problems appear. If you can have a strong prayer life personally, yeah, the rest of the percentage is what happens in a program like this. When you come together with other believers to pray, yeah, there are some problems that only a corporate anointing, an anointing that manifests when you are part of the fellowship with the brethren. Yeah, only such anointing can solve certain problems. So that is why you should fellowship with the brethren. You should join meetings. Yeah, but apart from that, there are some problems that it is just your own prayers that will solve them. Just your personal prayers. So pray, say, Holy Spirit, revive my prayer life. Revive my prayer life. Set my spirit on fire so that I can have a prevailing prayer life. So Holy Spirit, empower my spirit man to have a prevailing prayer life, to have a powerful prayer life, to have a victorious prayer life. So Holy Spirit, empower me now. Empower me now. Revive me now to have a prevailing prayer life, to have a successful prayer life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you know, I mentioned in that story about the brother who had the hair problem. I mentioned that suddenly he got angry in his spirit against the works of darkness. Yeah, so if I can ask you, how angry are you in your spirit against what the enemy is doing in your life? How hungry are you? The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven, from the time of John the Baptist, that the kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing, that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and that the violent take it by force. So the kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing. Violent people are attacking the kingdom of God. Violent demons, violent satanic agents, violent principalities, they are fighting the kingdom of God. Then what should we in the kingdom also do? We also should fight back with violence. Yeah. So how violent are you against what the enemy is doing in your life? Yeah, some Christians, they are just so comfortable with what the devil is doing in their lives. They are not really angry in their spirit. In their spirit. To put an end to what the enemy is doing. You're going to pray until you come to that point and then you say, enough is enough. My life is not a feeding ground for darkness. Until you come to that point, some problems will not stop, will not leave your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray with aggression. You're going to pray with hunger in your spirit. And you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let this prophet from heaven come upon everything darkness is doing in my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let this prophet from heaven come upon everything darkness is doing in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Yes, thank you, Basra Shushanashta. Yes, I take it to Shida Nagala. Mashta de Tabeshina. Begin to see enough is enough. My life is not for darkness to operate. My life is not for darkness to afflict. My life is not for darkness to oppress. Let this problem from heaven fall upon everything darkness is doing in my life. Let this problem from heaven consume and the presence and oppression of darkness in the life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Let this prophet from heaven consume them now. This prophet from heaven consume them now. This prophet from heaven, thank you, Lord. Consume every presence and oppression of darkness in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray Don't forget that I started by saying we must destroy the roots of problems to actually see those problems leave our lives completely. We must destroy the roots. Now, there are some of these roots that is not caused by you. Yeah, there are some of these roots that is in your bloodline. In your bloodline, meaning that you inherited those problems from your ancestors, from your bloodline. Yeah. And you have to pray until that foundation is destroyed, until that root is destroyed. Inasmuch as you still carry the same blood that is connected to your family tree, to your family line, to your bloodline, those problems will keep appearing in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, destroy every root of darkness that came from my ancestral bloodline. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every root of problems, roots of afflictions, roots of slavery, roots of failure that came from my ancestral bloodline in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy those roots right now. Every root of problems that came from my ancestral bloodline. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Every root of problems, root of failures, root of activities that came from my ancestral bloodline, be destroyed now by the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Every evil root that I inherited from my ancestral lineage, every evil root, every root of darkness, root of evils, root of problems, root of afflictions that I inherited from my ancestors, let the blood of Jesus destroy them all right now. Let them be destroyed by the blood of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. continue to pray every problem that is standing in my life because of the evil foundation in my ancestral bloodline. Let the blood of Jesus get rid of them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, you also need to know that your human nature, which is also Adamic nature, is a root for great darkness. Yeah, your human nature, your Adamic nature is a root itself for great evils, for great darkness, for great limitations, great problems, great afflictions. And that is why the Bible teaches that you don't gratify the desires of your human nature. You don't grant the desires of your human nature. All that the Bible teaches is that we crucify the human nature, that we kill the desires of that nature, that we don't give that nature what it's craving for. Yeah, if you read your Bible, you will see, especially in the New Testament, Jesus started to teach about that. Yeah, Jesus started to teach about denying self, denying oneself, which is the same as killing the desires of your human nature. And then the apostles continued to teach the same thing. So why do you think your life is exempted from that teaching? Why do you think in your own life it is okay to gratify the desires of your Adamic nature? Yeah, your own life cannot be different. Yeah, so we must, as Christians, continue to crucify the desires coming from our human nature, because we know that those desires are not good. Yeah. And that is why you can never be righteous through your by living according to your human nature. You can never be righteous. It is when you kill that nature that you start living the righteousness of God, that you start manifesting the righteousness of God. Yeah, because there is nothing good in our human nature. Yeah, so don't join those people that are saying, there's nothing wrong in being human. Yeah, when they commit sin, they say, Yeah, it's okay. I'm just being human. Don't join those people. That is not biblical. You don't justify your unrighteous deeds by saying you are just being human. Christianity is not about being human. If you want to be human, then don't, stop following Jesus if you want to be human. Stop following Jesus. Because Christianity is not about being human. It's about being divine. It's about becoming like Jesus. It's about becoming a new creature that is not human. That new creature that we become in Christ is not human. That creature operates by a divine nature, and that nature cannot be found in any human being. So if you want to be human, leave Christianity. Because Christianity is not about being human. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "For as many as received him, he gave them power to become sons of God." So the Christianity is about becoming sons of God, being born again. It's not about being sons of men. It's about being sons of God. I pray that God will give you understanding. It says, "But as many as received him," John chapter 1 verse 12, "but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." So which means we were not sons of God, but we now become sons of God because we received him into our lives. So, and that sons of God that we become is not human. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 3, he said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit." And God is spirit. He's the one that gives birth to us. So if God gives birth, God would give birth to a spirit like himself. God would not give birth to a flesh because he is not a flesh. He's not flesh and blood. God is not flesh and blood. God is spirit. So if God gives birth, he will give birth to a spirit, which is what born again means. That is what being born again means. So don't agree with those people that says, "I make mistakes because I'm human. I'm committing these things because, I'm human." That is not biblical. So don't join them and say, "Oh, I'm doing this because I'm human." You are not human. Or maybe I should say, you are not ordinary human. If you are a Christian, you are not ordinary human. You are not like other humans that are not Christians. You are different. You are different. You are a spirit being. You are not human. You're not a human being. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I believe you can hear me. My speaker went off. So I was saying that you should not agree with such people because they use that as an excuse for the wrong life they are living, the unrighteous life they are living. Yeah, so the flesh or the human nature or the Adamic nature is a root of darkness itself, is a root of great darkness. So the more you crucify that flesh, the more you get delivered from the powers of darkness. The more you kill the desires that is coming from your human nature, because even after you have become born again, your human nature will still be giving you desires. Yeah, your human nature does not go away. Your human nature will still be there, giving you temptations, giving you all kinds of desires. Yeah, your human nature will still be there, even after you have become born again. Yeah, so as a Christian, you must not gratify the desires coming from your human nature. Yeah, you must not. If you want to be delivered completely from all captivities of darkness, you must stop. You must stop giving your flesh what it's asking for. Because that is how you will live in your spirit. Because you are a spirit being. So that is how you will live in your spirit. If you continue to give your flesh what it's asking for, you will die in your spirit. And you will not be able to connect with God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power to subdue my flesh. You're going to say, I receive power to keep my flesh in subjection to the will of God. You're going to say, I receive power to subdue my flesh so as to do the will of God, so as to obey the will of God at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive power to subdue my flesh. I receive power to put my flesh under submission to the will of God. Say, I receive power to put my flesh, to put my body, to put my carnal desires under subjection to the will of God, under submission to the will of God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. What makes Christians different is that we have the power to put the flesh where it belongs, which is under our feet. We have the power to dominate the flesh, to kill the flesh, to put the flesh to death, to put its desires to death. We have that power so that we can do the will of God. That is what differentiates us from unbelievers. So begin to say, I receive the power right now to put my sinful nature, my human nature, under subjection to the will of Christ. To put my human nature under subjection to the will of God, to the word of God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The human nature is naturally sinful, naturally evil, and that is why you do not teach a child to steal. Before the child begins to steal, you do not teach that child to steal. The child will just start stealing. You do not teach a child to tell lies before the child begins to tell lies. You do not teach a child to get hungry before the child starts getting hungry, to show you that the human nature is naturally evil and naturally sinful, and there is nothing good about it. Yeah, even if the human nature tries to do something good, that goodness will still become evil eventually. Yeah, because some people, they say they are philanthropists. They say they are nice. They are the nice guys. But yet, they boast of whatever good things they do for people. They help people, and then they go everywhere, start boasting about it. They give certain donations, and then they start making noise about it. I gave this to these people, I gave that. In fact, some even try to control and enslave the people who received the donations from them. So eventually their goodness became evil. Why? Because they do not have Christ. They only have the human nature, and they don't have Christ in them. So that is why even when they do what is good, they by themselves turn that goodness into evil. They turn the good things they do, they turn it into evil. Because the nature they have cannot do good naturally. Yeah, their nature cannot do good. Yeah, so my point is that don't expect that your human nature will please God. It can't. You can go and read Romans chapter 8. You can read the whole chapter. Yeah, and you will see that your human nature can never please God. It cannot please God. The Bible says, they that are in the flesh and not please God. So you are going to pray. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, ignite your
higher in me that will make me hate the flesh and embrace the spirit and embrace Jesus and embrace the will of God. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, ignite fire in me that will make me hate the flesh and embrace the spirit, that will make me come out of the flesh and live in the spirit and walk in the spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It is when the Holy Spirit has been able to do this in you that you can see you have been revived. That is when revival has happened to you. That is when revival has happened in the church. When the church can stop living in the flesh, that is when we have been revived. Begin to pray, say, Holy Spirit, ignite fire in me that will make me deny the flesh, that will make me refuse the desires of my flesh, the cravings of my flesh, and embrace the desires of the Spirit. And don't forget, God is the Spirit. Jesus is the Spirit. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, ignite that fire in me right now. Ignite that fire in my spirit, man. Ignite that fire in my soul. Ignite such fire in my body. Fire that will make me hate the flesh and embrace the spirit. Fire that will make me deny the flesh and embrace the spirit. Fire that will make me to come out of the realm of the flesh and live in the spirit and walk in the spirit and yield to the spirit and function in the spirit. Holy Spirit, create that fire in me right now. Lisha Tashanagala, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray seven more prayer points and then we'll round off the session. And the Bible talks about the spirit that is operating in the head. There is a spirit that is operating in the head. And the Bible says that that spirit is the one that is walking inside the children of disobedience. Maybe I should read that please for you. There's a spirit operating in the head. Yeah. Let me read that please for you in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. Yeah, can you see that? Yeah, the Bible says, according to the prince of the power of the hay, yeah, which is the spirit that is walking in the children of disobedience. So there is a power of darkness in the hay. There is a principality in the hay, this air that we breathe in. And it is that prince of darkness that is making it hard for people to obey God, for people to obey the word of God. You know, the word of God is so simple to obey. There is nothing hard about it. Yeah. All the commandments is so easy. Yeah, especially now that, you know, Jesus has given us the grace. Yeah, so it's so easy to obey all these things, to obey the word of God, to do the will of God, to please God. It's so simple. But this prince is making it difficult. Yeah, inasmuch as you are breathing in air, you are under the control of this prince of darkness. Until you overcome that prince, it will continue to make it hard for you to obey God and to obey the will of God. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy every prince of darkness in the air that is making obeying God difficult in my life. Let the anger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy every prince of darkness that is making obeying the word of God difficult for me. Every prince of darkness that is making obeying the truth, obeying the will of God, hard in my life, let the anger of God consume them all. Let the anger of God waste them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy them. Let the anger of God destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the anger of God destroy them. The prince of the power of the air. Let the anger of God destroy them all. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, this spirit that is in the hay, he is able to make people do things that they have promised God or vowed to God that they would not do again. Yeah. it has a controlling influence, a controlling force, a compelling force. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every evil force that is working in my mind and feelings and emotions to push me into unrighteousness. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every evil force pushing my mind, or every evil force pushing my emotions and feelings to do things that are contrary to the will of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy every demonic energy, every satanic force that is working in my mind, in my thoughts, in my feelings, in my emotions, to push me into unrighteousness, to push me into pollution and corruption. Fire of the Holy Ghost, to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Now, this power of darkness, this prince of darkness that is in the air, have a way of making Christians forget the truth. Yeah. It has a way of making Christians to forget the things they have read in the Bible. The word of God, the word of truth. Yeah, because if you can remember the word of God in the hour of your trial and temptation, you are not likely to fall into that temptation, especially if you don't want to fall. Yeah, but somehow this darkness will make people forget what the Bible says about certain decisions they're about to take, about situations they find themselves in. They will just forget what the Bible teaches. They will just forget about God. And in few minutes, they will just want to do evil or want to sin. And it will be as if they never knew God at all. It is after they have committed the sin that they will now, you know, remember God and remember the word of God. It is this darkness in the air that is doing that. So you're going to pray. You're going to feel fire of the Holy Ghost. Empower me to dominate, to conquer and dominate the power of darkness in the head that don't want me to please God, that don't want that, or that want me to forget God and forsake God. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, empower me to conquer and to dominate such darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, empower me to continually conquer and dominate the powers of darkness in the head that wants me to offend God and forget God and forsake God and forsake God's word. Empower me, Holy Spirit, to continually dominate these forces in every day of my life. Empower me, Holy Spirit, with fire to continually conquer and dominate powers of darkness in the air that wants me to forget God, to forget God's word, to offend God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. The darkness in the hair can also put you in confusion. They can put you in confusion. And usually when they do that, they're about to mislead you. When Satan wants to mislead you and deceive you, the first thing he will do is to confuse you, to put you in confusion. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy powers of darkness in the hay that are attacking me with confusion. Arrest and destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy powers of darkness in the head, attacking my mind with confusion. Arrest and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I reject confusion in my life. I refuse to be confused. I reject confusion. Confusion is not my portion. In the name of Jesus, and confusion shall not be my portion. In the name of Jesus, because I have the light of God in me, I have the truth in me, Therefore, confusion shall not be my portion. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Somebody said something. He said, there are two forces that are controlling the universe. The person said, the force of fear and the force of love. The force of fear and the force of love. Yeah, and I have said it before that when God took me into the realm of miracles, into the realm where miracles have been performed. Yeah, he showed me how many people could not enter that realm because of fear. Yeah, I mean the realm of working miracles. Yeah, so he showed me how fear has locked many people out of that realm. Yeah, so my point is that the darkness in the air has a way of enforcing fear on your mind, on your soul, on your feelings, on your emotions, so that God's miracles will not be able to happen in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy every darkness in the air that is enforcing fear on my soul, on my mind, on my feelings, on my emotions, so that God's miracles will not happen in my life and through my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Arrest and destroy them. Arrest and destroy them. Arrest and destroy every darkness in the air, enforcing fear upon my mind, upon my soul, so that I will not experience victories, so that I will not experience miracles in my life. In the name of Jesus, destroy them all. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. I refuse to be a slave to fear. I refuse to serve fear. I refuse to be dominated by fear. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Say, I reject the influence of fear in my mind and soul. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. So as I said, love there is a force of fear and there is a force of love. Yeah, they are all in every creature, yeah, in the universe. Every creature is hanging between those two forces. So this prince of the power of the air is against love, that is genuine love. So this spirit will not will make it difficult for you to love God and to love God's people. Yeah. A large percentage of Christians today are selfish and self-centered. They have no love. They have no love. We no longer love ourselves. We no longer love God. In fact, many people that are following God today, they are following God because of themselves, because of what they want to get from God. So which means they actually love themselves, they do not love God. They just follow God so that they can get some things from Him, get miracles or blessings from Him, get answers to prayers from Him. They don't actually love Him. Yeah. And this prince of darkness in the air contributed to that. So you're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness in the air that is making it difficult for me to express genuine love for God and for God's people. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness in the hay that is making it difficult for me to manifest genuine love for God and for God's people. In the name of Jesus, destroy the darkness right now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the darkness right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray. This prince of the power of the air mentioned in Ephesians 2 verse 2 also has a way of making it difficult for people to have peace, in their mind, peace in their souls. Yeah, and you know that God operates in the realm of peace. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. If you don't always have peace in your hand, you cannot be close to God. Yeah, because God is in the realm of peace. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every darkness in the air that is attacking my peace. That don't want me to live in peace. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that darkness. Open your mouth and pray, my God. You cannot hear God's voice if you are not at peace. If you're not at peace in your soul, in your mind, there's no way God will be able to speak to you. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness in the air that is attacking my peace. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every darkness in the air troubling my peace, troubling the peace in my environment, troubling the peace in my mind, the peace of my mind, the peace of my body, the peace of my soul, the peace of my spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy every darkness attacking my peace now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercies and grace and love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your blessings and helps that we have received from you. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the answers to prayers that we got from you. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on everyone here right now. Have mercy on your people and deliver unto them the helps and blessings that they are due to receive at this time. Father, do so in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you release the blessings of your people that the enemy have hijacked and stolen. Father, release those blessings now into their hands in Jesus' name. O Lord, I ask that you change the situations that surrounds your people, the negative situations that surrounds your people. O Lord, reverse those situations now to become positive in the name of Jesus. Reverse every negative situations. Change every negative situations in their lives to become positive now in the name of Jesus. O Lord, reveal the greatness of your power in the spirits and souls and bodies of everyone here. Reveal your power now and do your wonders in their lives. in the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that every root that they created in their lives for problems, for afflictions, for sicknesses, diseases to stay in their lives. Oh Lord, by your mercy, destroy those roots right now. Whatever is in their lives that is giving the devil a foothold. Oh Lord, release your fire and remove those things from their lives. Right now, in Jesus' name, I pray for you that in your life, the name of the Lord shall be glorified. In the name of Jesus. I repeat, in your life, the name of the Lord shall be praised. The name of the Lord shall be celebrated. The name of the Lord shall be exalted. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Amen.